Hey, what's up, Dumpster Dwellers? It's Joe.
And Sean.
And we're here in Philadelphia at the Philomoka for Crypt Video Rentals. We're going to be doing some coverage today. We're going to meet some artists, some independent artists in the VHS community, in the horror community. It's going to be a blast, so we'll see you on the inside. Hey, what's up? We're here with Tim Nugent from Tapes from the Crypt. Dude, what's cooking?
Not much, man. Just having a good time. Yeah, things are going great.
Can you tell us a little bit about Tapes from the Crypt and what you guys do?
Yeah. Tapes from the Crypt has been around since 2019. We make horror merch, and we just love nostalgia and that feeling you get when, you know, you see a movie, you rent it as a kid, and I just usually want to make merch for it, so I put it out, and that's kind of how what we do.
Nice, man. What do you got cooking? What's coming up?
So we got a bunch of stuff in the production right now, but we have some cool 90s stuff coming up. Spawn, 1997, Starship Troopers, just to name a couple for sure.
So you also partly run Crypt Video Rentals, correct?
Yes.
You want to tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, so Crypt Video Rentals is a pop-up. We do this usually 2 to 3 times a year. It's just to give people that nostalgic feeling. You know, everybody used to rent videos back in the day, especially us 90s kids, 80s kids, so we just strive to get that feeling, have fun, be able to sell tapes to tape collectors, and just kind of hang out.
Awesome, dude. Get the full video store experience, man. You got posters, you got standees, you got all kinds of stuff, dude. We had a blast last time we were here, so.
And if you want to get exclusive merch, you got to come to these pop-ups, because Tim's got some exclusive shirts here.
He's got some stuff here. Everybody's got good stuff here that's exclusive to the show.
He's got a Beverly Hills Ninja shirt there. He said it was exclusive. I may have to pick up, but you're missing it if you're not here, so.
Where can everybody find Tapes from the Crypt and Crypt Video Rentals updates and stuff?
Yeah. So tapesfromthecrypt.net. Check out all of our merch on there. Instagram, Tapes from the Crypt. Crypt Video Rentals on Instagram. Stay updated.
Awesome, dude. Do you know when the next one's going to be?
So there might be one in Lancaster coming up soon with the Heebie-Jeebie TV guys. And that'll probably be by the end of the summer.
That's going to be sick, dude. Awesome,
looking
man.
Look forward to that.
Yeah, that's going to be a good one. Hey, what's up, everybody? We're here with Ted Gilbert from Lunch Meat VHS. Dude, what's cooking?
We're just here at the Crypt Video Rentals and selling magazines, videotapes, apparel, stickers, all kinds of good stuff, and getting to talk to lots of awesome tape heads and fans and having a great time.
Awesome, dude. Can you tell us a little bit about Lunch Meat and what you guys do?
So, yeah, we're a publishing and video releasing company. We've been doing a magazine, our flagship magazine called Lunch Meat, for about 15 years now, and it's full of reviews of VHS-only movies, interviews with cult film directors and actors, and then we also release all kinds of movies, new and old cult movies, documentaries, new indie flicks on VHS. For officially licensed VHS releases.
That's sick, dude. You got anything coming up that you want to talk about?
I think the thing that we're the most excited about is issue number 12, the newest issue of Lunch Meat, which is basically in the can and about to go to the printer, so people can look for that. And we have a couple of really exciting tape releases coming up, but you'll have to follow social media and stuff to, you know, find out about those. But our newest tapes, we've got Blood Sick Psychosis, which was made in Philly. We just put that out. It's a shot on video, like heavy metal extreme horror movie. It's really awesome. Excited to have those for sale. So, yeah.
That's awesome, dude. Where can everybody find Lunch Meat?
So, lunchmeatvhs.com, and we are on pretty much all social media at Lunch Meat VHS. We've got a newsletter, and we just started a Patreon, too, which is I guess patreon.com/lunchmeatvhs. I think that's how their addresses work. But we have members-only VHS releases. We're doing a monthly physical newsletter and some cool exclusive content online, too. So
sick, dude. That sounds amazing, man. Well, I hope you're having a good time. And I hope...
Yeah, we're having a blast.
Awesome, dude. This is your second Crypt Video Rentals, right?
Second Crypt Video Rentals, yeah.
How you digging it?
Loving it, yeah. Really excited to be back. As soon as they announced it, we were, you know, like, we got to get on top of that.
Hey, what's up? We're here with Jessica Boom today. What's cooking?
Just hanging out with my friends. Been since I've seen anybody.
Oh yeah, this is pretty sweet. We're here at Crypt Video Rentals, kicking it. What do you got? What do you got cooking over here?
We've got lots of stuff. I came up from South Carolina to help my friend Nick, who won't interview, but This is all his stuff, but, you know, we're good friends, and we pretty much go out to all flea markets, yard sales, estate sales, you know, together, and pick up all this fucking shit, which is awesome.
You got some awesome stuff over here. You got novelizations from flicks.
Special effects books. Come on now. Look at this. We got this.
What is that?
Original horror trivia game. Elvira. Come on.
Wow.
I've never seen that.
You're winning that one, Joe.
Maybe. It's possible. Oh, man. Oh, that is so cool. So, okay. So, do you know how the game works?
Went through all the trivia questions. It's basically a trivia game.
Oh, okay. And you make your way to the top and to what? Castle Grim Reaper?
To Elvira's tits.
Oh, yeah, all right. I'd like to explore those misty mountains for sure.
Yeah, you climb it up between the middle, obviously, yeah.
You just go out to yard sales and buy shit that nobody else wants or they think is, you know, nothing. And then we...
Except us.
We resell it, but we make sure we get it at, like, good prices because we don't, like, you know, fuck eBay.
No.
Collectors' homes, not, you know, make money off shit.
For sure, that's awesome, and that's great, and that we really appreciate that. So this is your second Crypt Video Rental?
This is the second one, yep. Mm-hmm.
And how's your experience been with everybody?
I love it. I mean, I've been a fan of Lard Humongous for a while. I'm friends with Adam, so it's, like, cool to get everybody to come together. And I actually bounced out of Philly about 8 months ago to head to the beach just to hang out, so it's good to be back, because, you know, South Carolina doesn't have what Philly has.
That's awesome. And the scene is just getting bigger and bigger, too.
I know. That's what's great about it. Even, like, prior to, like, the pre-entry, it was packed in here. I'm like, damn. Like, that's awesome. Good for Tim. And the Video Crypt Rentals, which is fucking sick. Who doesn't want to go to a video store?
Exactly. Thank you so much. Oh, where can everybody find you?
Either on Instagram as Jessica J Boom. So it's Jessica backwards _ Boom.
Boom. Go check it out. There's some good stuff. Hey, what's up? We're here with Virgil Cardamon from the Mahoning Drive-In Theater. What is going on, dude?
What's up? Good to see you guys.
Man, it's great to see you, too. How's everything hanging?
This is a whole vibe here right now, and, like, it's a wonder why I didn't jump in on this earlier, you know?
We're blending it, man. We're blending the drive-in with the video store. We get a little bit of that at VHS Fest.
It's the culture crossover. It really is. But it's amazing. Everybody that's been coming in has been showing nothing but love. They're like, I can't wait for season to open. So it's clearly a crossover with the market. So,
and for people who might not know what the Mahoning Drive-In Theater is, can you tell us a little bit about it?
So the Mahoning Drive-In Theater is the only 100% 35mm drive-in left in the country. We've become infamous of late with our programming, as well as kind of the journey that we've gone with potential takeovers, all sorts of madness. But pretty much what we're trying to do is keep the drive-in culture and 35mm culture alive.
Awesome, man. What do you guys got coming up this year that you could talk about?
Yeah, exactly. What's been announced? So we are the home of Zombie Fest. You mentioned VHS Fest, which is a huge one. We open up every year with The Wizard of Oz and Willy Wonka. I just booked Garbage Pail Kids, which we're actually doing with Tim from Tapes from the Crypt. So this is, again, just...
We literally just covered.
No way!
Yeah, literally just covered it.
And go check out the video.
Go check out the video with Doom Generation.
We're still waiting for Disney, but actually we're bringing you guys in for a video game event that we're working with Retroware Arcade on. So stay tuned. There's tons of stuff.
Awesome. I'm excited. You better be excited.
Yeah, baby.
Awesome, man. And how's your experience been at Crypt Video?
So Tim is a wizard. Like, I love him as a person, but, like, his creativity is so off the chain. And being somebody who ran a video store for 7 years of my life and saw the video store die, he's able to bring aspects of it to life and bring the community together, like I said. And it's really a magical thing. It really reminds me of what the Mahoning was in those early years, where it's like, let's just push it and do what we love. And Tim follows his heart and does what he loves, and clearly other people love it too. So
Tim's doing great work. You guys are doing great work. It's a good time to be a horror fan and a drive-in fan and a VHS fan, because everybody's getting together, especially in PA. We got the best group of folks cooking. So definitely
retro for life, baby. Retro for life.
You better get out to the Mahoning Drive-In Theater. We want to see you there for all those good stuff. Where can everybody find Mahoning Drive-In?
MahoningDIT.com. You can get your dates, deets, and ticks. We're right in Lee Heighton, which is right above Allentown, PA. So super accessible from Philly, Jersey, New York, East Coast, whatever. So come out, say hi, spend the night with us.
Hey, what's up? We're here with Mike Pera. What's cooking, dude? You help out Tapes from the Crypt, and you do a bunch of stuff for Crypt Video Rentals, the rental release video and stuff. You want to tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, pretty much. I've been living out in Colorado the past couple of years, but I've known Tim, the Crypt Video Rental guy, since we were in eighth grade, pretty much. We've been best friends. So recently, I just moved back to the area. Tim and I, got a house together, and I've just kind of been helping him, run the show a little bit. Just helping him set up, helping it build, helping it run. I'm just trying to be there as much as I can.
You're the grease on the wheels, baby, making it all turn, right?
He makes you do all the heavy lifting.
I believe in Crypt Video Rentals. I believe, that what we've been able to put together here, it's blowing my mind.
What you guys are doing is incredible, man. And all the pop-ups, the pop-up video store and stuff, and just the air of getting the tapes and walking through and stuff like that with the standees and stuff, it's really cool. Yeah. So love what you're doing.
Yeah, we try as much hard as we can to kind of emulate that retro step into a video store back in the 90s feel. Yeah.
Oh, it feels like it, dude. I'm there. I'm ready.
We love it. We love hearing that.
Hey, what's up? We're here with Adam Lenhart. What's cooking, dude? How you doing?
Just slinging some tats here at Crypt Video Rentals.
Yeah, I see you doing that. I'm really digging all this artwork you got cooking over here, man. I'm loving the Boo Berry Clockwork Boo. It's pretty good stuff. I also saw a Mac and Me tattoo I wish I could get, but I don't know if I'm going to regret it later. But
right on the forehead, right?
Yeah, right here, right on the cheek. There you go.
I'm open till 10 tonight. We got time for it, gents.
I'll get a couple drinks maybe then, right? Can you tell us a little about what you do and what you're working on?
I am a tattoo artist / indie filmmaker from Lancaster, Pennsylvania. I own a tattoo shop downtown, and it gives me the freedom to leave and do fun pop-ups like this. I'm also an amateur special effects artist, puppeteer, animator. Anything shitty, I do it.
You've done some incredible stuff. We got the last time we were here, we got to see the premiere of Heebie-Jeebie TV, and it was awesome. And we got to take, I got to get a VHS from it. Not a lot of people have that, so I'm pretty excited to have it. can you tell us a little bit about that and what's going on with the movie? Is it getting distro, stuff like that?
Absolutely, yeah. I made that project with my two filmmaking partners, Jake McClellan and Eric Griffith. Lunch Meat VHS has graciously decided to put out clamshell versions of it, I believe in bright purple and green. And then Scream Team Releasing is putting out the DVD, the Blu-ray, the box set. So we have some fun surprises in store. We're going to take it back on the road, selling the physical copies of it. So we're excited for everybody to check out the movie.
That's awesome, man. Can't wait to see it. Can't wait to buy it again. I got to buy it on DVD now, yeah. Right, with the full special features.
And Blu-ray.
And the Blu-ray, right. So, we're hanging out at Crypt Video Rentals. This is your second one, I believe. Yeah. Can you tell us a little bit about your experience and why you enjoy being here?
Physical media rules, and the people that are attracted to it also rule. I get to draw super hyper niche tattoo ideas that only these specific types of people would be interested in. So I feel right at home here. Tapes from the Crypt and Retro Release Video have done a great job of putting this all together. And I'm happy to see this continue to evolve and see what's next for Crypt Video Rentals.
Awesome, man. Yeah. So we're glad to know you, glad to have you here, and glad you're having a good time, man.
Movie dumpster. It's movie dumpster. I watch.
You're a fan?
A little bit.
A little bit. A little bit.